Carlos, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A few minutes riffing on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the importance of knowing what software you have, with a cautionary tale about an organization that just plain didn't, and now just plain isn't. So, the CIS, Critical Security Controls, right, is one of many standards, and it's got several different controls in it. The first two start off with, hey, do you know what hardware you have, and do you know what software you have? And every time we look at that second one, do you know what software you have, you're like, yeah, you know, the software I installed. And then you ask the question, do you know if anyone else installed any software in your environment? Do you get alerted? Do you get notified? Is that prevented, and is that detected, and do you know? Maybe. I mean, what does it matter? I trust them. They've got software. So here's a cautionary tale. Before I get to that, the key thing is, yes, it matters. Pro tip to you, make sure if new software is being introduced to your organization, you are getting notified. There was a healthcare organization, emphasis on was, in Florida. And this healthcare organization, not big, not huge, maybe $4 million in revenue, smaller organization. Had some systems, and some systems were pretty well locked down, as you might imagine, due to HIPAA. Some systems were not. One of these systems was under the auspices of a gentleman who liked music. Who doesn't? I mean, I like music. And this guy installed streaming software for downloading music, like BitTorrent or what have you, installed it on his box. Now, in an ideal world, the minute he did that, whoop, sirens would have went off, right? An alert would have popped up on some analyst somewhere, and like, sir, we've got an issue. And there's paper being passed forward, and the general comes in like, oh my God, file software's been installed. We must go. And then they show up at this guy's cube, like, in mass, men in black, and they whisk his computer out. Maybe that's a little bit too much for a $4 million in revenue company. But in an ideal world, someone knows, right? In an ideal world, if you're responsible for this organization, you get alerted. In this case, he didn't. In this case, they were not following the critical security controls. In this case, the software was on there for a while. And then in this case, unfortunately, when installing that software, he opened up a back door into that organization. He also had privileges to many of the health records, which the criminals then used those privileges and used that backdoor to download those health records and that health information and make them publicly available on the wider internet. This, of course, got out. It was you know, alerted quite quickly. There were subsequent lawsuits. The OCR for HIPAA got involved. There were fines and fees. And within about a year and a half, this little organization went out of business. They just could not pay off all those fines and fees. They could not face these multiple lawsuits. They went out of business for a teeny tiny piece of file sharing software. Now, this may seem like a rare case, but I think this is a perfect example of why it's so absolutely vital that you know what we're defending, right? That we have visibility into the hardware in our networks, that we have visibility into the software that's running on those systems, and are alerted when things go sideways, that we can hopefully get ahead of it and prevent our organizations from facing something comparable. What do you think? Do you have a good tool for this? How do you know when something's changed? Hit me up in comments or social media. Cheers.